Welcome to Section 420, Talking Yankees, the podcast. Well, the Yankees suffered their first, I would say, stinging loss of the season. Had an opportunity to sweep the Cleveland Guardians, but unfortunately do drop the final game, again, by a frustrating score of 8-7 after, you know, blowing a two-run lead in extra innings. Again, would have been a great win for the Yankees, you know, comeback win there. They were losing 4-5, tie the game, go ahead, and would have, you know, been a great way to sweep Cleveland, and, you know, everything's riding high, everything looking good for the Yankees, and then you kind of have this nagging loss there. But overall, I think the Yankees are in a good place, so we'll do a kind of check-in episode with the organization. A couple of news, a couple things coming down as well, so we'll kind of touch on all that. So before we get started, make sure you subscribe to this podcast if you haven't done already, Section 420 Talking Yankees, and make sure you go over to the YouTube channel there as well. There's a fresh episode up just a couple of days ago. Make sure you get that and get notified there, subscribe there as well. So the Yankees, you know, really riding high. I mean, I know they have this annoying loss against the Cleveland Guardians, but I would say right now, you know, Yankees are sitting pretty overall. I mean, 12-4 record, first place in the AL East. I know you don't look at the standings this early, and that's what I kind of said last season. The Yankees were struggling out of the gate, so I'm not going to, you know, change my theory on that, but it is a good litmus test to see this team is in a very good place overall right now. Not only because of the 12-4 record, I mean, one of the, you know, best record in baseball at this time, even with this annoying loss to Cleveland, but it seemed like everything's just going right for the Yankees. The game before this annoying loss, the Yankees have a doubleheader, sweep both games there with two pitchers, Clark Schmidt and calling up Cody Petit, and getting, you know, good performances by both to kind of sweep the day-night doubleheader. Again, this would have been the cherry on top, but overall, it's just kind of a bit of a nagging loss. I don't think it lingers for the Yankees. I don't think it changes anything. I think they just roll right along here. Again, it would just been cool, but other than that, it looks like the Yankees are in a very good place overall, and, you know, kind of the way they swept the day-night doubleheader in Cleveland kind of brings it back a little bit to 1996. Again, I'm not going to say there's a championship team or anything like that, but there was a day-night doubleheader in Cleveland. I remember the Yankees started both Ramiro Mendoza and Brian Boehringer. I think Mendoza got the nightcap and Brian Boehringer got the first game there. But nevertheless, it was just a good moment at the time because Cleveland, you know, they were seen as one of the favorites in the American League East. Again, people weren't sure about the 96 Yankees yet at that point. And you have two unknown pitchers, Brian Boehringer and Ramiro Mendoza, was both going there, throw good games, and the Yankees sweep the day-night doubleheader. And it's kind of reminded me of that a little bit. Yankees threw out there Clark Schmidt as well as Cody Petit, and Cody Petit gives you six shutout innings. This shows you how everything's pretty much going good for the Yankees. Soto hits a three-run home run. You know, in the first game, the Yankees had a 3-0 lead. Almost squandered it, but if Clay Holmes holds on there and there, gets two huge strikeouts in a big spot, and even Clay Holmes doing a really good job. He kind of makes you sweat a little bit just because, you know, he'll walk a guy here a little bit, he'll make you sweat a little bit, but right now you can't complain. In eight games, his ERA, 0.0. I mean, he hasn't given up an earned run yet, so everything's just going well for the Yankees. You just have this. What I would say again, this was probably the first annoying loss of the season. Again, the Yankees have had a couple losses so far. You could count them on half your hand because you had the home opener against Toronto, where it's just, you know, the Yankees were kind of shut down by Kikuchi and the offense was a little flat. All right, you lose 3-0, fine, whatever, not a big deal. The Yankees lost one of the games there in Arizona. It was a game just Nestor Cortes didn't have it. He's got knocked around a little bit. Lose the finale there against the Marlins. Okay, fine, whatever. And then, of course, they have this game. So actually, just to correct that, so the Yankees now, yes, 12-5 at this point. But this was the more annoying loss of all of them because the other ones were just the Yankees just flat-out lost the game. This was one you hate when you have a good comeback. You come back, you take the lead, and then you blow a two-run lead there in extra innings there. So I would say this was the first annoying loss of the season, but it wasn't a terrible loss. I think that just because the fact the team's in a good place right now, so I think they can just move past this and keep rolling along there. And you just look how things are going well for this team, and really right now, Judge hasn't hit. I know he cracked a three-run home run in this finale game here, but you look up, he's only hitting about 207. Gleyber Torres only hit about 205, and he got to the point where, you know, if you want to go back to the most recent YouTube episode, I said at some point you might see Boone make the switch, put Anthony Volpe as leadoff. Well, Boone did it a little bit sooner than that than I thought, mainly because, again, Gleyber Torres hasn't been hitting. Again, he's hitting about 205 right now, and Volpe has been tearing the cover off the ball really since the start of spring till now, and so Boone had made the switch a little early. I didn't think he'd make take it this early, but Boone has done that and seemed, you know, Volpe really hasn't missed a beat. And in this game, you know, you want to take away any little bit of moral victories. You had Cabrera on first base, and Volpe against Emmanuel Clase, again, one of the best closers in baseball, hits an RBI double to score Cabrera to tie the game at that point, put the game at least in extra innings. And the Yankees, you know, had himself a good top of the 10th there with bases loaded with Rizzo, took a 7-5 lead there. And you kind of know it was going to bite the Yankees in the backside. So you had second and third with Verdugo up. And Verdugo hits a ground ball to first base, and they kind of throw home, get the runner at home, and then throw first base to get Verdugo out. And you kind of knew right there, even though the Yankees were up 7-5, you still take it that, you know, they left runs on the table there. And you just feel, you know what, you had a bad feeling that they really should have put up like a 3 or 4 spot in the inning. They only scored 2. They should have scored more. That somehow, someway, that was going to come back and bite the Yankees, and it ended up doing so. Now, I blame Boone slightly a little bit for this game. Now, Clay Holmes, you know, he did come out in the bottom of the ninth inning. We walked one runner, but he didn't sweat there, and he got out of the inning with like 10 or 11 pitches. I thought with the lead, Boone would keep Clay Holmes in, and I think he should have kept him in there. Now, again, I understand maybe he's the closer. You don't want to go multiple innings on him. I get that right here, but you know, Clay Holmes looked kind of, overall, he looked fine. Had a couple of strikeouts. Again, he looked pretty sharp, even though he had the one walk. Overall, he did look sharp. I would have kept him in there to finish the game out. Instead, Boone went with Kalib Ferguson. And now, this is really technically the second game Ferguson has lost for the Yankees. Want to look at it? You know, if you want to go back to the home opener, it was 0-0 in the top of the seventh when Ferguson gave up the go-ahead home run to Toronto. Toronto at that point took a 1-0 lead, and then they would score a couple more runs later on against Birdie and Santana. But really, it was Ferguson that gave up that first run. And in this game, Ferguson just had nothing. I mean, even the balls that were, you know, hit hard on the ground for outs were hit hard. And yeah, you always got to blame the Yankee defense a little bit sloppy. There were a couple of double plays that should have been turned that weren't turned. You know, Volpe bobbled the ball a little bit. And then there was also a key part in this game in the bottom of the 10th where they had Gleyber Torres playing in perfectly to nail the runner at third. He did catch the ball initially, but he missed, bobbled a little bit. And that momentarily bobbled allowed Naylor to score from third base, which would tie the game at that point. And then Cleveland would go ahead on a sacrifice fly to right field, which at that point was no doubt about it. But really, it was more Ferguson. Even before that, gave a big double off the wall there. Almost was a 3-run home run to end the game there. So at that point, you just kind of knew the Yankees were finished. So again, I think that was really the mistake in this game, was Boone going to Ferguson. I think he should have stuck with Clay Holmes. But again, overall, you just look at it was just almost a game like, seemed like the Yankees gave to Cleveland. It's like, all right, almost feeling sorry for him, because even the first game where it was ended up in 3-2, it just seemed like the Yankees were in control the whole way. The second game, the Yankees just had an 8-0 lead and just rolled along and ended up in an 8-2 final score. So it was like a throwaway game a little bit. Again, the last game on the road there, again, it would have been nice to get the full sweep there. And, you know, Cleveland's a pretty good, you know, team as well. They're leading there in the Central. So to get a sweep against them, again, would have been nice. But again, they ended up calling up this last game. But I just think it was just a couple of different circumstances. I just think it was the fact that Boone didn't stick with Clay Holmes. And also there in the bottom of the 10th, you know, started to rain a little bit in Cleveland. So did that cause the ball to be a little slick, a little wet? Is that part of the reason maybe Gleyber Torres bobbled a little bit? Maybe. I'm not making excuses. It's just one of those things where I just think it was a comedy. Everyone will say the circumstances come together where the Yankees blew this lead and really should have put up more than a 2 spot in the top of the 10th. And again, Verdugo had an opportunity to put up more. Again, he did hit the ball hard, but again, the defense, to their credit, made a good play. Went home on the ball, they nailed the runner there, and then get the throw to first. And says, what are you going to do there? So they do drop the finale. But overall, you want to look higher level, bigger picture. Again, Yankees still looking very good, especially with Volpe getting that hit off of Clase. I mean, Volpe's really coming along here. I mean, if he stays on this run here, I mean, he's definitely looking at possibly being an all-star just the way he's playing right now. And again, getting a clutch hit in a big moment there in the ninth inning off a premier closer. I mean, I don't think Volpe's getting that hit a year ago. So it just shows how much he's mature. And if he's a real weapon as he is right now, this is all good news for the Yankees. And this is all being done right now with, A, no Gerrit Cole. As we know, they lost Loaizaga, mentioned before, partially torn a UCL there. But they're still getting all these wins. They're still, you know, and you're still not really getting a great, you know, Aaron Judge just yet. Maybe the trade-off that's Giancarlo Stanton overall has been, you know, really good for the Yankees. So maybe that's the trade-off of Judge not being as great right now. But overall, the Yankee offense, you like what you're seeing. And right now, they lead the league in pitches seen. So they're working pitch counts. They're working pitches down. They're wearing them out. And it kind of, you know, takes you back to the old Yankees, whether it's the late 90s dynasty Yankees or even the Yankees, you know, 2005, 2006, 2007, when you had like Bobby Abreu and Jason Giambi and Hideki Matsui. And again, they would just grind, you know, see a lot of balls, see a lot of pitches, and just wear pitches out. Well, you see in this 2024 Yankee team is doing something that, you know, this Yankee team maybe hasn't been doing almost for the past three or four seasons, just grinding out, getting walks, and that probably, that's mainly has to do with Juan Soto, just the way, every bat with him is intense, and it seems like it rubs off on some of the other guys, and you see, all these players is working the counts, so you like what you see from the Yankee offense overall. They're getting by just, again, without Garrett Cole, so they could keep this up, and you could pull up someone like Cody Petit out of nowhere, really, to give you six shutout innings on the road. Things are really looking good for the Yankees right now. You got to say that probably either 1 or 1A, the best team in baseball at this point, even without Garrett Cole there. So you just like to keep this train going. Now, after this, they're going to head into Toronto. So they get phase two of that. This way this team is right now, maybe back in the past you'd settle for 1 out of 3. But I think still, still a good opportunity. You think the Yankees could take 2 out of 3 up there in Toronto. You look at the rest of the AL East right now. Again, very early. Don't go crazy with the standings. But, pretty much all the teams, are mirandering the same, whether it's Baltimore, Toronto, Tampa. I guess those are the three main rivals for the Yankees. They're kind of, about a game or two above 500. The Yankees are much better shape than them. And Boston right now just kicking the ball around a little bit. You don't really see them as a threat. So, things are just rolling right along for the Yankees. So, hopefully they keep that going right now. Now, they did get a little bit new injury news. That's with John Birdie. Looks like he's going to be down a little bit. Nothing significant there. And Oswaldo Cabrera, he had a home run in the second game of this Cleveland series. So, if he gets a little bit more playing time at third base, that's fine with the Yankees. Again, he's hitting well. So that's the episode right now. A little bit of a check-in episode. Yankees riding high. Could have gotten a sleep in Cleveland. Would have been cool. But overall, they keep winning series. That's the important part. They just keep winning series. So hopefully they keep that going in Toronto. Catch you next time.